This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Finance ministers of the world's 20 largest economies warned in a group statement on Saturday the global economic recovery is at risk from the rise of new coronavirus variants and poor access to vaccines in developing countries. The G20 is gathering in the Italian city of Venice and is the ministers' first face-to-face talk since the start of the pandemic. The group also endorsed a move to stop multinational companies from shifting profits to low tax havens. That paves the way for G20 leaders to finalize a new global minimum corporate tax rate of 15% at a Rome summit in October, a move that could recoup hundreds of billions of dollars for governments straining under the COVID-19 crisis. The southern U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia, on Saturday took down two statues honoring 19th century Civil War generals for the pro-slavery Confederacy, which had become the focus of protests, including a 2017 deadly rally of white supremacists. The statues of Generals Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson are among hundreds of Confederate monuments in the United States now widely considered symbols of racism, even as their supporters argue they are historical legacy. Tensions over the fate of the Lee statue led to violence in August 2017 when a white nationalist drove his car into a crowd of demonstrators in Charlottesville, killing a woman. There were no clashes on Saturday. Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic is due on Sunday to send the company's passenger rocket plane on its first fully crewed test flight to the edge of space, with the British billionaire founder among six individuals strapping in for the ride. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.